In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. 4 or 5 times in the course of the liturgical year, we're greeted at Mass with a sequence, a poem, interspersed between the readings, generally to adorn the celebration of a great feast of the Paschal Mystery. Unlike most of the other chants placed on our lips by the Church in worship, these texts are not drawn directly from the Scriptures, even whilst they preserve a similar character. They possess, rather, an almost spontaneous form of praise, by which the praying church interjects into the given and received form of the liturgy a song of unbridled joy. The sequence we heard sung this morning just before the Gospel, the great Victime Paschali Laudes, is no exception, adding to what is already a day of joyful solemnity a further degree of festivity, we might even say extravagance. The author of this great Easter sequence is not properly known, but it was likely written in the 11th century, a period thought of for a long time as part of the Dark Ages, but in fact an epoch of great cultural and liturgical flourishing. It brings together many of the themes and elements of the Easter narrative, often by a rich use of scriptural allusion and allegory. It sets up, too, many of the paradoxes of our Christian faith that are familiar to us and that are resolved in the celebration of the Paschal Mystery. Agnus redemit oves, a lamb has redeemed the sheep. Dux vitae mortuus, the prince of life who died. Sepulchrum Christi viventis, the tomb of the living Christ. These ways of understanding the Christian mystery in general and the Paschal mystery of the Passion, Death, Resurrection, and glorious ascension of the Lord in particular, have long been a part of the tradition that gives voice to those parts of our Christian religion that demand the gift of faith. From the virgin birth to the resurrection of the dead, Christian disciples are called upon to live not only according to reason, though never without it, but also according to faith. At the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C., where I teach, this is made explicit by the fact that our campus is framed by 2 great buildings. On one side, the beautiful Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception, America's largest church, and on the other, the university's great John K. Mullen Memorial Library. The flanking of our institution by these 2 monumental structures is a very tangible reminder that rationalism and fideism, living without God or without reason, leads not only to fundamentalism and to extremism, but to error about the nature of God, the purpose of life, and the dignity of the human person. This morning, though, our faith in complex theological realities and formulations is made somewhat simpler by the iridescent and infectious joy we discover anew in the liturgical prayer of the Church. The doubtful and the lukewarm are today consoled by the glory and splendor that resonates with confidence from the prayers and chants we offer. We began in the introit with an affirmation from the lips of Christ himself, "I have risen, and I am still with you." And we will hear, before receiving our Easter communion, the powerful words of the Apostle Paul, "Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast." That supernatural gift of faith, which allows us to see past the cross to the throne, beyond the empty tomb to the promise of our own resurrection, was imparted to us first in the baptism we received when, to continue with these paradoxes, we died to sin and rose to new life in Christ, and were buried in a watery grave to be born again from the womb of our Holy Mother, the Church. It is a gift that last night at the Paschal Vigil was imparted to a very great number of new Christians, our new fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord, who with us now profess and seek to live out in their daily lives the eternal life of Jesus Christ, risen, ascended, glorified. And it is that baptismal faith in the miracle of our salvation in Christ that we will profess again together in a few moments' time in the renewal of baptismal promises. As we renew our faith in the God who offers us eternal life, even at the cost of his only begotten Son, let us this morning be confirmed in unfailing love and favor, so that renewed by the Paschal mysteries, we may come ourselves to the glory of the resurrection. My dear friends, Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.